This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Our guest today is Riley Buss, a data engineer at CHS, discussing how the global digital supply chain is changing everything from fertilizer availability to grain drop-off. Riley, how is data being used to connect grain from farm to customer?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, thanks. The way that we're using data to connect grain from farm to customer is really in our digital supply chain. So our digital supply chain, when you think of our grain supply chain at CHS, grain is being harvested right on the farmer owner field. And then they're going to be delivering that to one of our country operations, our local cooperatives that we have around the country. From there, it's going to be transported by rail or truck to one of our river terminals, then turned over there to a barge, then turned over to a gateway port, then turned over to an ocean vessel to finally reach this destination port, and then to be delivered by whatever mode of transportation to its customer. And that's a very long and very massive supply chain. And data is being captured every step along the way. And it's very large, and terabytes of data being created daily. So what we have created is a digital supply chain, which enables us to see the flow of grain in our global supply chain and really help us predict what's going to happen on it, if there's going to be modes of transportation disruption. So that way, when we're connecting the grain from the farmer field to the customer, there's no disruption.
How do co-ops use that information to forecast grower needs?
Yeah, so if you look at like the agronomy input side, we have a very awesome yield point specialist crew that will work with farmers on creating awesome farm plans. And with all the farmers also doing prepayments and bookings, we have a good idea of what the demand is going to be for crop nutrients and crop protection products for the upcoming year, as well as what we can use get information from what is going to be the predicted weather for the next seasonality that's coming up. And that really helps us figure out what is going to be the demand for these products. Then we're able to use the same things that we do on the grain supply chain of that whole logistical purpose of all the data being created, and we can tie that back. And where are we going to procure, like, urea, for example? When are we going to need it at our local country ops operations facilities? And that way we can make sure it's there on time for our farmers to use.
Let's look at marketing decisions. What differences would a farmer experience when connected to the digital supply chain?
Yeah, I think that the biggest thing that a farmer is going to see when they're connected to this digital supply chain is we're going to be coming with them with the best price, getting them their grain out into the global market as quickly and efficiently as possible. And that's really the huge benefit there. When you look at us being able to be on the tip of the spear and be able to see different demand changes in the world when it comes to all these various commodities, and being able to kind of predict what the supply shock are going to be, so that way we can be flexible and have an agile approach to how we fulfill getting this farmer's grain into the global market. This also, there's a byproduct to a digital supply chain too, and because of the level of transparency that we can get in this data that's owned by our farmers, we can provide them, you know, real-time visibility into where is my grain going to be going. If I have durum, is that going to be going and made into pasta for like Barreal, the pasta company? We can provide that transportation or that transparency if that's something that the farmer wants. And that's really something that I look forward to, you know, moving forward here at CHS.
Riley, how is technology changing what growers might see at their local co-op?
Yeah, technology is changing rapidly. I know most growers and farmers, they probably see a lot of videos about drones and just how it's being used on the agronomy side of helping yield point specialists to scouting of farmer fields. And what that really enables them to do is create a more robust farm plan that they can target different sectors of the field differently. So that way they can get the highest cost per acre possible. And, you know, even going forward, I think farmers can expect to see drones being flown around at these local country operation elevators and agronomy facilities, mainly just from one of CHS's core values, safety. And if we can, instead of having a person go up on some of these grain elevators and do just kind of a safety check of, is there any rust spots happening? How is the facility running? We could have drones that are doing that for us, and we can have it being done more often. And what's really another great use case is with like infrared cameras on drones, we can detect hot rollers, and we can do better preventative maintenance. So that way these facilities are running as efficiently and smoothly as possible, which ultimately, you know, allows us to fulfill the farmers' needs as best we can.
Sounds like we're just scratching the potential of all this technology. What might be future possibilities for farmers through this digital supply chain?
Yeah, I kind of mentioned one a little bit earlier on just if farmers want that transparency to see where their grain is going, that's going to be definitely a nice byproduct of the supply chain. But at CHS, we are really at the tip of the spear of this digital supply chain. And I think the key thing to know is that, you know, we're going to have the biggest flexibility to meet different demand and supply shocks. That it's really going to enable us to give the farmers the best price possible and get their grain as smooth efficiently out into that global market, or even if the best choice for that grain for the getting the best price is just going to be in the local area at a soybean crushing facility or at a renewable fuels plant.
That's Riley Buss, a data engineer at CHS. Thanks for joining us around the table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.